WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. A Patterson police officer has now been criminally charged after shots were fired during a chaotic street scene at 3 in the morning. The officer chasing a suspect, ordering him to drop the gun, and then shot him in the back as he continued running.
State Attorney General Matt Plotkin says Patterson police officer Jerry Moravec has been charged with second-degree aggravated assault and official misconduct because he never ordered the suspect to stop running and never warned him deadly force would be used if he continued to flee.
Deadly force can only be used when the suspect's escape would create an imminent danger of death or serious bodily injury to the officer or to a member of the public if the suspect is not immediately apprehended.
Moravec's lawyer says his client feared for his life. You can see the body cam video at NJ1015.com. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
One winning ticket was sold for that $747 million Powerball jackpot last night, just not in New Jersey, in Washington State. The jackpot now resets to $20 million for Wednesday's drawing. A former PBA treasurer in Ocean County is accused of using the police union's bank account, like his personal ATM.
44-year-old Jason Hildebrandt of Forked River is charged with theft by failure to make required disposition. The Ocean County Prosecutor's Office says the 44-year-old recently retired Long Beach Township police officer stole $47,000 from the Ocean County PBA conference, which covers the county's 26 PBA locals. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 9:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
Time to win a free, sweet escape with your Valentine from New Jersey 101.5.
Aw, sweet.
Right now, you can win an overnight stay plus $50 in dining at Tropicana Atlantic City.
This hour's code word is couple. C-O-U-P-L-E. Couple.
Enter this code word right now on the New Jersey 101.5 app to win. There's three chances to win every weekday. Your next chance is this afternoon at 2 p.m. Enjoy the sweet escape with your Valentine from New Jersey 101.5.
Now, New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
Train delays and cancellations. The Gladstone branch of New Jersey Transit is suspended at the moment because of a track condition over by Sterling. Buses are running in place of that. New Jersey Transit, the entire system, up to 20-minute delays in and out of New York's Penn Station. That's all because of an earlier broken-down train. Garden State Parkway getting better north of Union. Still slow at exit 148 Bloomfield. 80 eastbound, heavy by Route 280. Slow into Fairfield, exit 53 into Wayne. Earlier accidents on 46 and 80 appear to be cleared, but still a lot of leftover traffic there. 287 southbound still slow out of Booton because of an earlier accident. Much better though. And now a new accident coming down to Route 24, south 287 by exit 37. Leaving New Jersey, 25 to 30 minutes. George Washington Bridge, Lincoln and Holland tunnels. Bob Williams, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south. 42 northbound is still all backed up in the area of Route 41 up towards 295. Looks like we have an accident, Black Horse Pike, in the area of Lower Landing Road, so watch out for some slowing. Also, 295 southbound is heavy at exit 29 down to exit 26. Traffic is also going to be a little clumped up at 676 at 76 and going on to 42 where we had an accident just cleared up. And 70 westbound in Cherry Hill, Cuthbert Boulevard, water main break work continues. Also 130 still closed in Willingboro both ways at Levitt Parkway with a crash. New Jersey fast traffic is made possible by the Ewing Diner, the one and only. Enjoy the Ewing Diner's incredible breakfast specials, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., just $5.99. Delicious, hearty, all-American breakfast at a price that you can't beat. Start your day off right online at EwingDinerNJ.com. That's EwingDiner.com. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 918 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 905. The NJ Sharing Network is announcing the number of organ donors, 283, and organs transplanted in a single year reached all-time highs in New Jersey in 2022. CEO Carolyn Welsh not only credits the generosity of organ donors and their families for the record highs, but also...
Last year we had over 550 tissue donors and eye donors, but does result in the utilization of 40,000 tissues for transplant.
Their goal now, 300 organ donations and 700 transplants in a single year by 2024. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 9:06. Is it going to warm up again this week? Dan has the forecast next.
New Jersey 101.5 has weather information just for you and your part of the Garden State. Online and on our app, you can check current conditions, watch radar, set up weather alerts to be sent to your phone, and know what's coming up in our five-day forecast. The latest technology, combined with Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's forecasts, let you plan your day, plan your week, and stay safe. NJ1015.com/weather. Visit us online or on our free app today.
New ownership, new deals at Edison Infinity on Route 1 in Edison. Lease a 2023 Q50 Lux for just $529 a month for 36 months with 2023 Do-It signing. Or drive home in a brand new 2023 QX60 Lux, $659 a month for 36 months with 2023 Do-It signing. Restrictions apply. See Edison Infinity for complete details or go to edisoninfinity.com.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
Clouds roll in today, and we are looking about 10 degrees cooler than yesterday. Highs will settle in the lower to mid-40s this afternoon. Not terrible, just a little different from yesterday. I think we'll stay dry through sunset, then a few rain showers creep in tonight. Mostly cloudy skies, mid-30s. Back to mild, pleasant weather tomorrow. Partly sunny and breezy. Highs 50 to 55 for your Wednesday. New Jersey weather made possible by Veteran Care Services. Did you know that senior veterans and their spouses may qualify for a veteran pension plan that can pay up to $2,200 a month for your medical care? See if you or a loved one qualifies. Call Veteran Care Services now at 1-888-E-VETERANS.
Livingston 29, Winslow is 32, Roselle Park is 32. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.